With the ISIL advancing towards the Kurdish capital Erbil, the first question that comes to mind is whether the capital Baghdad is safe from the advances of the terrorists. Volunteers and Asaib Ahlul Haq forces we met said that Baghdad was safe, for there are three stages of security measurements taken to secure the capital. The first front line which militants will have to go through is the Iraqi army, which is so far pushing back the militants in Diyala and Salah ad-Din provinces. The second one is the Asaib, which are considered the second defense line. They are very well equipped and trained and willing to sacrifice to save the capital. And the third line of defense is made up of the citizens who have taken arms to secure their areas.
The Baghdad belt is secured very well. We have the best divisions in the Iraqi army at the outskirts of Baghdad. Add to that the cooperation of the citizens and the tribe leaders who are also working on securing their areas. The militants did try to enter the capital, but those trials had failed.
ISIL militants threatened earlier to reach the capital, but their plans were aborted when the Iraqi army started its counter-operations and pushed them back.
ISIL were stuck near Balad in Salah ad-Din when they were trying to advance to Baghdad. This is as far as they could get. Therefore, the capital is secured. There could be a number of terrorists who could break Iraq's security and commit terrorist attacks.
The Iraqi army's first strategy was to secure the capital from the ISIL advance. Militants were just a few kilometers away in Diyala, which is considered the nearest point to the capital that militants could get to. So far, the capital Baghdad has been safe from the ISIL militants, and analysts believe that the Takfiri group will not be able to reach it because more measures are being taken against it. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.